You're listening to Week 3 of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Nolan Schickel will join the program talking about both sides of the football, a leader for this Modern Day team. How did the Wildcats do against the Knights of Castle last week? He'll talk about it. So will the head coach, Cody Hess, right here on WREF. Plus, we're getting ready for the game tonight against Vincennes. Modern Day trying to get their second dub of the year. All that and more to break down right here on Week 3 of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stay buckled in and don't go anywhere. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages, focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum.
Back here on Week 3 of the Modern Day Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you can join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The head coach of the Wildcats, Cody Hess, is here on the ref to talk about a narrow 31-28 loss against Castle. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Hey, doing all right, Brad. Thanks for having us on today.
It's never easy when you lose, never easy when you lose a game that you guys could have won. But then again, that's the nature of a really competitive matchup between two really competitive teams. What are your takeaways from Week 2 of the 2025 season?
Well, and a couple takeaways, you know, you got to give credit to Castle. They came out and played all four quarters, did really well in the special teams game, converted on some third downs against us that we would have liked to get off the field. And we also had a couple penalties that were crucial times of the game that we didn't convert. So takeaways there that, you know, we got to get better. It's Week 3, and we've got to learn from those mistakes moving forward and make adjustments as we go. But definitely credit to Coach Hurt and their football team. They bounced back well against us, and, you know, they deserved that game on Friday night.
It just feels like you guys were right there, especially in the fourth quarter, scoring that touchdown
with Tate on the goal line. Maybe if there was five quarters in this game, you guys would have won it, but ultimately come up a little bit short, 31-28. You know, you mentioned some shortcomings for this team in this game, the defense giving up three touchdowns in the second quarter. What went wrong defensively in that second frame?
I think the second quarter, we went down 14-7, fought back, made it 14-all. And then on that ensuing kick return for them, kickoff for us, they were able to return a kick return for a touchdown, which is their third special team touchdown in just 2 weeks. They do a great job with that. That kind of shifted a little bit of momentum to them. Then we weren't able to convert on a fourth and short towards midfield. We got a penalty, which set us up to punt, and they got an opportunity with a little bit of time left right before halftime, converted a big play over the middle against us. And, you know, they had a little bit of momentum going in to halftime and finished the score again. So we gave up 21 in the second, going down 28-7. But definitely want to give credit to our kids as well for battling and fighting back to the best of their ability. Didn't get the job done, but for a takeaway that way, it's good that we didn't just lay down at that point. We decided we want to come back out after halftime and fight to try to make it a game, and just came up a little short.
Cody has the Modern Day Football Show here on WREF after a narrow three-point loss against Castle in week two of the 2025 season. Now, Coach, I know it's, again, like I said off the top, it's never easy when you lose a game, especially a narrow loss like this. But ultimately, what's your message to the kids after a narrow loss like this? How'd they take it? Because close losses can be harder on a group than blowout losses.
Yeah, I think the thing is when you lose a football game, especially a close one, you get to look at what went wrong in those games, and you get to critique your team a little bit more because the little things maybe could change the outcome of the game. So we talked about those in film sessions and as we've practiced through the week, and trying to get better at the mistakes that we made. And the kids have taken that with the right mentality, and hopefully we're able to change those before we play Vincennes.
Again, this is week three of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app with head coach Cody Hess. We've got a lot more to get to here on week three of the Wildcat Football Show. Don't go anywhere.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week three of the Modern Day Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Nolan Chickle is tapping into the phone line here, talking about Wildcat football, his role on the team through two games. The team is 1-1. Hey, Nolan, really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
How do you feel about the group so far? Because I know that going into the season, you know, everyone has preseason expectations, and I know that your expectations of yourself and of your team are high, but what do you make of the way that your team has played through eight quarters of football?
Yeah, I feel like we're really molding together right now. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done, but I feel like we're getting to a point where we're starting to improve week by week.
What is the biggest improvement you've seen from the first snap to now?
I would say our discipline. We had a lot of penalties week one. Week two, we were better, but we still need to keep improving on that department.
How has it been for you this season? I know that you're one of the leaders on the team, and so for you, playing all the time and both sides, what has it been like for you this season?
I mean, it's been tough. I mean, definitely at times I've been needing a little bit of a break, but sometimes you just got to power through and do what's best for the team.
You need a break and you're not getting a break. What do you do when you absolutely need a break? Is it a tap your helmet situation? I feel like Anthony Richardson might have ruined that signal for a lot of the football fans and players in the area. But, I mean, it can't be easy during the game and during that grind to kind of stay afloat and keep your wind.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to power through it and do your absolute best for the team.
Nolan, getting ready for this game tonight against Vincennes, and obviously, yeah, you'll be logging your steps tonight against the Alices. What do you see from them on tape that you individually need to be aware of to do your 111th well?
I mean, they have a great offense, and their defense plays very hard. So, I mean, we're just going to have to match that intensity and go out there and play a very clean game with no penalties.
Nolan, I'll ask you this question. I'm just kind of curious. I know you play both sides, and you're all over the football field. You do a little bit of everything for this team. What is, in real practice and principle, what is the best feeling on the football field? An interception, a touchdown for you? What is kind of the peak of a moment on a Friday night for you?
It's definitely got to be celebrating the touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you didn't score the touchdown, just celebrating with your teammates.
I like that. I like that a lot. Nolan Chickle here on WREF, week three of the Modern Day Football Show, getting ready for the game against Vincennes. The team is 1-1. The Alice is coming in with a lot of offensive firepower, so should be a very interesting game. Hey, Nolan, I'll get you out of here on this. All right, play some Mad Libs with me talking about this game tonight. If Modern Day blanks against Vincennes, they walk away with their second win of the year. What do you think?
I would have to say play a clean game.
All right. Well, I like it. Nolan, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success so far, but good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. That's Nolan Chickle right here on week three of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach Cody Hess rejoins the program and breaks down this game against the Alices when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages, focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
I'm Brad Klein with head coach Cody Hess of Modern Day Football. We're finishing up week three of the Modern Day Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. All right, coach, so really appreciate you taking the time and breaking down this upcoming game tonight against Vincennes. How do you feel about this matchup with the Alices?
Well, every time we match up against Vincennes, we know it's going to be a physical game. Coach Salters does a really nice job of preparing his team week in and week out. When you play Vincennes, they're going to get after you and they're going to pursue to the football, and they have a lot of capable athletes on every single play. So we know that they're going to give us their best effort, and we hope that we can give them our best effort.
Alice is coming off of a narrow touchdown loss against Wright, and their quarterback play has been really, really strong all year. What have you seen from their QB through two games of film?
Their offense is extremely impressive with Cooper Collins taking the snaps. He's a versatile runner, but he also has a great arm in their passing game. He has a great offensive line that is senior heavy that protect him, along with a good receiver group and two running backs with Mac McCormick and number 15 that, you know, carry a good workload for him as well. They have a lot of great formations and plays that they run, so we are going to have to play extremely well to slow them down.
Now, talking about Vincennes' offense, and so far this season, it's been very impressive. What about their defense? What's your message to Tate and the rest of the guys that carry the football for you against their defense tonight?
Defensively, I thought they played extremely well against Wright's last week and 2 weeks ago against Bossy. They're extremely physical up front, and they pursue to the football extremely well. And then in their secondary, they're extremely athletic and have guys that are flying around all over the place. So for us, we're going to have to be very disciplined this week, try to stay in front of the chains if we want to have consistent drives. But I know they're going to make it extremely difficult on us.
Now, Coach, at this point, we're not quite there, but you blink and we're almost at the quarter point of the season. So I'll ask you this, right? Through 2 weeks heading into this third game, what have you learned about your group that you really didn't know or weren't aware of, this group, this team, this year before week one of this season?
You know, what you always have questions about a team is when you're faced with a little bit of adversity, how are we going to respond? And week one, we got off to a slow start offensively, and then we were able to bounce back in that second quarter. Last week, we went down 28-7 before halftime, came back in the third quarter, and we decided to fight and try to come back, and we made it close. We just didn't get the job done. So when adversity has hit us, we were able to bounce back, regroup, and give it a great effort. So that's always a positive to see as a coach that, you know, when things maybe aren't going your way or the way you planned it to go, are we able to adjust and move forward? And through 2 weeks, we've been able to do that. We know we're going to face some adversity against Vincennes this week. So when that happens, we've got to be able to move forward in the right way and keep battling.
Coach, I really appreciate your time, taking some time for us here on week three of the Modern Day Football Show. Always love to have you, and can't wait to have you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no question. Tonight it's Modern Day and it's Vincennes, and we're very much looking forward to seeing what both teams put out there. That is head coach Cody Hess here on week three of the Wildcat Football Show. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, everyone.